to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Hope everyone's doing well out there, waiting in line, staying warm, staying safe. That's all we can ask, right? Introduce my next guest. He's got a busy day. I want to thank him for making time for us, our returning champion of sorts, former Auburn head football coach and Republican nominee for United States Senate here in Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, how are you doing?
You know, I'm doing good, Jeff. I just spent my hour and a half in line to vote, and I've never seen anything like it. People are coming out to vote, and I want to congratulate people for that. No matter who you're voting for, this is your one opportunity to go out and vote to have a say in our government and the direction this country's going. And I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day, and people are smiling. They're standing in line. They're not complaining. And I had a lot of good conversations standing in line with people, some that not even voting for me.
You always have this conversation, and you said this a lot during the primary, that you feel like you did everything you could do. You said you never worked as hard in your life, and I would assume that includes a lot of your coaching. Do you feel pretty good about where you stand today?
Yeah, it's really going well. The only poll that counts, Jeff, you know as well as I do, is the end of the game, the poll at after voting. But every poll that we've been in, really since I've got into this race, going on 2 years, is we've led. Now, again, today is going to be a record turnout. We'll see what happens. People are coming from everywhere, going to vote and casting their ballot, and I feel good about it. But you know, it's just, let's let the people speak and pick whoever they want to be this U.S. senator, be the president, be the whatever's on the ballot, and that's the way it should be.
You know, given the big turnout we're seeing across the state, and this is a Republican state, does it seem like that bodes well for Republicans nationally, that is a good snapshot of the Republican Party?
You know, the one thing that you got to give the guy that's president of the United States for the last 4 years, Donald Trump, he's changed the landscape of this country in terms of voting, in terms of being an outsider, not a politician, speak your mind, speak as an ordinary citizen of this country, and he's changed that scenario. Now, to some degree, I think he's probably going to push the liberals to come out, more of them to come out and vote, but I'll tell you one thing, they're going to come out and vote for Donald. If they're voting for Donald Trump, they're going to go out and vote today. And I think it just shows what kind of energy that he's putting in this election and the motivation that he's transpired just really over the last two or three days.
Well, tell me, this close for Donald Trump to me has been impressive. I was skeptical that he could really pull off the close he had in 2016 again in 2020 because of the pandemic. But as far as I can tell, as far as I can see, in some ways it may have surpassed 2016.
I think he'll get more votes this time than he got in 2016. Now, whether that's going to be enough, I don't know, because I think he's also energized the liberals to come out, because they're looking around going, wait a minute. I mean, they're having a good time over there. Their folks are going to come out and vote. So we're going to go vote for our candidate. Now, I'm hoping that Donald Trump wins, but the one thing that we're going to get out of this is people in this country have to stand up for what they believe in. And I know Donald Trump's motivated his group. Now, Joe Biden, his motivation's not too much out there. He can't put two sentences together, but his team behind him has done a pretty good job of getting people all across the country fired up, but not even close what President Trump's done.
Well, let me ask you this. We're already, the theme of this news cycle seems to be how votes are going to be counted, particularly with absentee votes or early votes, and what ballots are going to count, and the way maybe some of these jurisdictions try to kind of change the rules on their own. How concerned are you about just getting a solid count?
I'm not too much concerned in Alabama. I think Secretary of State John Merrill's done a good job. Now, there's going to be some problems, obviously, and you're going to have people try to do things the way that they probably shouldn't. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to get a pretty good representation of how people vote. Now, across the country, when you start talking about harvest balloting and people going around doors knocking and asking them to vote and go ahead and cast their ballot on a ballot in front of them, that's not right. And it's, to me, it's not right to have mail-in ballots. Now, absentee ballots, I wholly agree, because this virus has really put a lot of people in harm's way. What, there was 95 million people already voted today, and over half the people have already voted across this country that will vote today. And so hopefully we get a good representation and pick the guy that the people want. And if we do that, that's what it's supposed to be. But I'm a little bit skeptical on some of these northern states of how they've tried to pull off some shenanigans in terms of all these mail-in ballots and then not counting them for a week. I mean, it makes no sense to me.
Well, furthermore, you know, coming out of this election, no matter what the outcome, places around the country, even a few places in Alabama, boarding up their windows, expecting the worst, expecting some kind of unrest. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do have a lot of thoughts about that. And are we becoming a third world country? We've allowed the mobs to take over some of our cities up north. That's wrong. They're telling the police to back down. If we don't have law and order in this country, we're going to lose our country as we know it. The freedom of streets, of our streets and neighborhoods, is what we cling to the most in the United States of America. The freedom of being free and doing what you want to do. This lockdown has brought out a lot of socialism ideas. You and I have talked about that many times. The government telling us what we can do, what not to do, and these governors, these liberal governors, have just taken it to another level. But I heard President Trump say, listen, there's not going to be any problems in the streets of this country for this election. I will stop it. And I truly believe he will. I think after today, the election, whatever happens, Donald Trump is going to put his finger on law and order in this country, and he's going to take it away from these governors and stuff. If he has to call out the National Guard, we have to have safe streets and neighborhoods in this country, and not just in a few states, all 50 states.
Finally, Coach, I know you're very busy, so we'll wrap it up on this. You want to make a, in case there are some people out there that have not made up their mind here at 11:42 Central Time, you want to make a closing argument to them why they ought to cast a vote or cast a ballot for you. Give them that closing argument.
Well, first of all, go vote. Please go vote. I don't care who you vote for. You go vote. Cast your ballot. Make a decision. And put your fingerprint on the direction this country is going. Now, I'm somebody that's going to speak for all people of Alabama, all people, not just Republicans, but Democrats, everybody. I've dealt with people of all races, of all religions in this state for many years. I love everybody. I love this country. And no matter what the election today, if you voted for me, didn't, when I win this election, I'm going to speak for you as well. So this country cannot be bought. This election can't be bought. The Democrats have tried to, I don't know where they're getting their money from, but they'll outspend every Republican, most people 2-3 to 1, me 8 to 1. I'll spend $3 million coming from the state of Alabama. Doug Jones is going to spend $25 million coming from California and Washington D.C. and New York. So if you want to have a voice in government in the state of Alabama, vote for me, because I'm going up. I'm going to win this election. I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. and speak for the people of this state and try to make it better.
Coach, best of luck to you today. We'll let you get out of here, but hopefully we'll maybe perhaps hear from you real soon.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Talk to you soon. God bless.